Now, I know, I get it. The Indiana High School Athletic Association Girls Sectional Championship match at Marion High School is scheduled for Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. But I believe, and with no disrespect to Madison Grant and/or Blackford, the championship will be decided tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock when Marion battles Mississinewa in the semifinals. And it should be a match for the ages. Now get this. Marion beat Ole Miss 3-2 in a regular season match played in early April with number one star player Kayla Dubuque healthy. But now, with her out with a torn up knee, this battle becomes a toss-up. Marion has won 16 straight sectional titles and 36 overall, while the Tribe is seeking their first ever. Get the picture? To make it simple, don't miss this match tomorrow at the Marion High School tennis courts. Each point, each game, each set, each match will help to determine the winner. It's going to be fun and exciting to watch. I'm Steve Moritz, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Moritz Sports. Great to have you with us. We don't talk girls tennis very much, but we certainly will tonight to get you set for the semifinals tomorrow night and again the championship on Thursday when it comes to sectional championship tennis action with the girls taking center stage. We have two guests today. We'll start with the Marion High School longtime coach Doug Porter, and then we'll talk with Bruce Fleming, the head coach of Ole Miss. Doug, thanks so much for being with us. Are your girls ready to go? I know you had a match last night. You finished the regular season with a record of 16-4. How ready are you for tomorrow night?
Well, we're playing some pretty good tennis right now. We've had ever since we played the conference tournament about a week and a half ago, we've had a lot of matches. We with rain earlier in the spring, we've tried to make up some matches, and so the girls have played six matches in the last week since last Tuesday. Excuse me, five matches since last Tuesday. So we've been on the court a lot, and we've been playing well. Had a nice victory last night over a good Yorktown team, and so we feel like we're playing some pretty strong tennis heading into the tournament this week.
Well, tell us about, obviously, the tough blow, not only for your team, but obviously for Kayla Dubuque as an individual, tearing up her knee about, 3 weeks ago now. She's out for the rest of the season. I understand, 6 to 9 months as far as recuperation is concerned, rehabilitation is concerned as well. Tell us a little bit about her being out.
Yeah, she's going to have surgery in a week or two, and I think it's been about 15 days since she tore her ACL against Foreman Canterbury, and that's a tough blow. I feel so bad for her. Tennis is her life; it's her passion. It's really the only extracurricular thing that she does, and so she loves it so much. And so she'll have surgery and start the rehab process, and I know she's going to work hard. I think she's already said it. She wants to be on a court hitting tennis balls by the end of this calendar year. You know, that's her goal. And I know she'll work hard towards that. And obviously it hurts our team. Tennis is one of those sports where you lose one player, it affects several positions in the lineup because you have to adjust things. But it's not just losing one player, or it's not just losing a good player. You're losing the best player on your team. You're losing the best player in the county and one of the top two or three players in the area. So it's been tough. I'm not gonna lie about that. It's been tough. But the girls, you know, even day one when it happened against Canterbury, we had several courts. Their games picked up immediately because they knew what they had to do. And so that's kind of been our message. Everyone's got to play better, and more is expected from everyone else now that our leader is gone. And so far, they've done a good job.
Yeah, and as we usually say, next man up. I guess in this case, you say next girl up or next lady up, don't you? How do you cope, and where do you move your lineup to replace Kayla Dubuque?
And that's the tricky part, trying to, you know, adjust things to see how we fare against certain teams. And in high school tennis, so many times it's about matchups. And as you're looking at your tournament and potential opponents in sectional and regional, you know, you have to have the same lineup for the entire tournament. And so you've got to kind of figure out a strategy that'll, you know, you want it to benefit your team, but you want your girls to be comfortable as well. And so we played around with some different lineups in practice and in matches and the conference tournament. That really helped us see some things. And so we've ultimately moved Elizabeth Wortley, who is a four-year varsity number one doubles player, and we've moved her to number three singles. And she's played three matches so far and has done very well and becoming more and more comfortable in that role. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you hear players say, well, I'm a singles player, I'm a doubles player, and we always tell them, well, first you're a tennis player. And so Elizabeth is a smart young lady, and she takes that intelligence to the court, to making wise decisions. And we told her, you know, you've learned so much in doubles, you can apply that in your singles play as well. And so so she's been doing fine. And Anna Wortley, her sister who's a freshman, stepped in the conference tournament after Kayla went down and won a huge match against McCutcheon High School at number one singles. She was in there for an injury sub and beat the McCutcheon number one girl, which I think everybody there at Purdue that day was like, whoa, what is going on here? And Anna won that match. And which showed us she was ready for the big time, ready for the varsity. And so now she's settling into a number one double spot with Maria Porter, Elizabeth's partner for the last couple years. And they had a really nice win over a good Yorktown team last night. And so they've played a few matches together and are becoming more and more comfortable with each other in matches and practice and everything. So, you know, we're going to give it our best shot in the tournament this week and see how it comes out.
Well, the pairings were unveiled last night by the IHSAA. 309 schools in the state of Indiana will be involved in the girls' tennis sectionals beginning tomorrow night. 64 will be the winners, and they'll move on to the regional next week. And Marion High School, Doug Porter, as I don't need to tell you, has a rich tradition in history as far as girls' tournament is concerned when it comes to tennis. In fact, the leading team right now as far as active championship streaks are concerned at the sectional level, Munster has won 41 in a row, Jasper 28, Carmel 26, Castle 21, and then there's a tie between Warsaw, Zionsville, and Floyd Central with 17. Marion comes in at number 6 with 16 consecutive sectional championships, and overall, Marion is only behind Munster in the all-time sectional championships. Marion has 36, Munster has 42. A lot on the line when you talk about girls' tennis sectional championships beginning tomorrow night for the Marion Giants, Doug.
Yeah, that's true. And but this is no different than many other years where we've entered the tournament either as a slight favorite, or sometimes, you know, like last year with Madison Grant, we entered the tournament as an underdog. We had lost to Madison Grant in the regular season. So, you know, we've been in this position before where a lot of people may not think things may not go our way. And so we know what that feels like coming in. And our girls kind of tune all that out. And they know what they have to do on the court. And they're confident in themselves and their abilities. And the schedule we've played this year, you know, three of our four losses have been to teams in the top 12 in the state, Delta, Providence, and Fort Wayne Carroll. And our other loss was a close loss in the conference championship to a really good Lafayette Harrison team. So we play a really strong schedule. And so, you know, they know what to expect. We'll go out and give it our best effort like we always do.
Absolutely. Should be a great one. I know a lot of fans are going to be out there to watch tomorrow night. We hope the weather cooperates as well. Doug, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck to you and your Lady Giants.
Thanks, Steve.
Doug Porter, longtime head coach of the Marion Giants. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk with Bruce Fleming. The other side of this picture should be interesting. Head coach of Mississinewa coming up next as we continue on this Tuesday edition of Morbid Sports.
How would you and 14 of your coworkers like to have 15 Subway sandwiches delivered directly to your place of business by our own Jim Brunner? Just drop Jim an email to jimmyb@wbat.com or call 667-8284 and your name will be put in our contest. The Sweets or Subway will then have JB deliver those subs to you on Friday for a great lunch. The Sweets or Subway Bunch for Lunch Contest, featuring our own Jimmy B. Be sure to get registered for your free lunch this week. Who says you can't get a free lunch anymore?
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Lovell, the host of Indiana Sports Talk. Now, I'll admit, even though Steve and JB won't, being in front of a camera doesn't suit me. But here on WBAT, I bring you something the national sports anchors don't even touch. Indiana sports, Grant County sports, and Indiana Sports Talk goes in depth too. No just skimming over the Hoosier sports scene here. Get the important sports stories on radio that never show up on TV. Indiana Sports Talk, 9:30 to midnight, Fridays and Saturdays on 1400 WBAT.
Back with more as we continue on this Tuesday edition of Morbid Sports, talking girls tennis. As I said at the top, we don't do that very often, but what a big-time match, I think, is going to come to Marion High School tomorrow night. The sectional pairings were unveiled by the IHSAA last night. Wouldn't you know, Marion and Ole Miss right off the bat at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Same time, it'll be Madison, Grant, and Blackford. The winners will come back and play for the championship on Thursday. And again, we just hope the main thing is that the weather cooperates and we can get everything in. We just talked with Doug Porter, Marion High School girls tennis coach, boys as well, and now we talk with Bruce Freleming from Mississinewa. He does the boys and the girls as well and does a great job at Ole Miss. Bruce, thanks so much for the time. Is tomorrow night and Thursday night, is this the night to get that first ever sectional championship when it comes to the girls?
Well, we certainly hope so, and you know, our main goal is just simply to play our best, to go in there with great attitude and energy, and just let's just have some good tennis and see what happens.
Bruce, there's been a lot of great matches over the years between Marion and Mississinewa, whether you're talking the girls or the boys, it doesn't make any difference. Has it been frustrating at times that you've just never quite been able to get over the hump?
It's kind of, you know, sometimes it's frustrating, but most of the time, you know, we are playing our best tennis at the end of the season. Marion improves just, you know, through the season, just as we do. You know, so we do have good matches. I could remember several matches, you know, where we just came up short, maybe 6-3 in the third set for the deciding point. But as long as we're playing our best and proud of our efforts, you know, we go home with our heads held high.
And, you know, these two teams played earlier, and they were very even, with Marion winning just barely at 3-2 back early in April. Anything can happen tomorrow night, I know, and Marion is not using the excuse of not having Kayla Dubuque playing anymore this year because of the knee injury that happened about 2.5 weeks ago. And I know you're not using that as an excuse or a way to say this is the way we're going to win it, but it will make for an interesting match tomorrow night. Would you not agree?
Oh, most definitely. I think that Doug did a good job switching his lineup to match up, you know, strength against strength. And I think, you know, it's going to be a battle. We lost Jared May for the boys' season, and yet we stayed confident throughout the whole season, thinking that we were going to win the sectional. I'm expecting Marion to battle and come right back at us.
Coach, what kind of year have you had overall, and how did you fare in the CIC this year?
We won the CIC, went undefeated in the conference, grabbed our fifth conference championship out of the past 6 years. So it was glad we dropped it last year to Madison Grant, so it was nice to get that back. They also won a championship up at the Homestead Tournament with Homestead and Lafayette Harrison in that. There were 8 teams, and it was a great day for us. So we finished first in that tournament. We are 13-2 overall on the season.
Wow.
With our 2 losses being to Marion while they were ranked, 3-2 loss, and we lost to Mount Vernon, who was number 28 this past week. We lost to them 3-2.
Wow. Coach, are you senior dominated this year?
We have 4 seniors. We play 4 seniors and 3 sophomores, so we rely a little bit on the experience while we're getting some younger girls some good experience.
How confident are you with your girls about tomorrow night?
You know, they've not been rattled this year. They're pretty calm people by nature, so I'm just hoping that they'll approach this game with some you know, great energy on the court, great skill level, and just, you know, not think that the stage is too big for them.
I got a feeling the Marion High School tennis courts are going to be jam-packed tomorrow night. Would you agree again?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. We're expecting a great, great battle with Marion.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Coach, thanks for the time on short notice. We wanted to get you a plug as well with your team this year because they have had an outstanding year. And tomorrow night's match should be one for the ages. I don't think there's any question about it. And as I said in the open, which you probably did not hear, but with no disrespect to Madison Grant and Blackford, I think it is safe to say with the way the pairings came out that maybe the sectional championship will be tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. And with Marion and Mississinawa, whoever wins that match, being the heavy favorite on Thursday and moving on to the regional, but it should be a lot of fun to watch. I think the only two people that probably aren't going to have a lot of fun are you and Coach Porter, because you're going to be watching and there's going to be a lot of anticipation.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great battle, as it always is, so I'm looking forward to it.
Bruce, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck to you and the Tribe tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bruce Fleming, the head coach, longtime head coach of Mississinawa's boys and girls tennis teams, just like Doug Porter has been for Marion. They're both classy individuals, and boy, oh boy, it should be, even with Kayla Dubuque. I don't think there was any thought that Marion would win this thing going away. As we said in the earlier season match, it was 3-2 with Dubuque. Now Dubuque is out for Marion, number one player in this entire area, only a sophomore, certainly puts Marion behind the eight ball, but as Doug Porter seems to always have that magic, as Coach Fleming just said, shuffling that lineup and getting the girls ready to participate in the sectional. Should be an outstanding match tomorrow night. Make sure you're there. If you like tennis at all, make sure you're at Marion High School tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. The price is right. Zippo, zero, no charge to watch these two matches. Should be fun. We're going to take a final break, and then we'll come back and put a wrap on this Tuesday edition of Marbert Sports right after this.
With spring here and warmer days ahead, it's that time of year to update your home. See the loan experts at Mutual Bank for a spring update your home loan. No closing costs and no payments for the first 90 days. You want to get that fix-up done now so you can get out and enjoy warmer temps? See Mutual Bank this week with main office locations in downtown Marion and branches on the bypass in Marion, on Southwestern Avenue in Marion, and in Gas City. Update your home today with the spring update your home loan at Mutual Bank.
Each month, the City of Marion highlights a champion. Marion native Dawn Darga donates her time and talents through marketing, branding, and design for many organizations and local attractions. She even helped initiate Friends of the Gardens, whose mission is to sustain the gardens of Mater Park. Dawn is also a downtown stakeholder. Thank you, Dawn Darga, for your selfless service to the community.
Boy, it just seems like the Chicago Cubs are either on a winning streak or a losing streak. Last week, they were on a big-time winning streak and then lost to the White Sox on Sunday at Wrigley. Then they lost yesterday in a makeup game at Wrigley to the Braves, so they've lost two straight, and now they head to Atlanta to play a three-game series with the Braves. Braves are red hot, having a great year so far. Cubs and the Braves tonight at 7 o'clock on BAT. Meanwhile, the White Sox, who had the day off yesterday, they are at Pittsburgh for a two-game series tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight and tomorrow afternoon, I should say. We'll start tonight's game with the pregame show on 8:60 at 6:30. Again, that's the White Sox at Pittsburgh to play the Pirates. And that's going to do it for me and this Tuesday edition of Marbert Sports. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the comments of Doug Porter and Bruce Fleming talking girls tennis. Doug Porter from Marion, Bruce Fleming from Mississinawa. Sectional action tomorrow night begins at Marion High School at 5 o'clock. Semifinals, it's Marion and Mississinawa, and then Blackford going against Madison Grant. The winners come back and play on Thursday for the championship. And we'll be back with more sports for you tomorrow.
You've been listening to another edition of Board Sports, brought to you by Barry Bunker Chevrolet.